Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, as well as FM 93.7. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And as always, a special, very special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so much for keeping America rolling along. Now, to our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there behind the wheels of the big rigs, thanks so very much for what you do each and every day. Now, the bulk mail haulers, Felix and Company, out there hauling the mail, appreciate what you guys are doing so we can all get our mail delivered to us. And, of course, the suicide jockeys delivering the gas and the diesel as well as the jet fuel to the aircraft, and our Amazon workers in the warehouse as well as our Amazon drivers, and we hear from them quite regularly. Thanks very much. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter as Captain's America. Put an S in the middle of Captain America. You got it. All lowercase. And our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning again to you,
Good morning.
You know, the FTX bunch, I guess we could call them the Wild Bunch if we wanted, but Sam Bankman-Fried and his compadres, there's been a lot of video of them, some of their little chats and whatnot they had. The founder of the collapsed cryptocurrency exchange, FTX, revealed that the woke appearances that he and his company displayed was just a dumb little game to make it look like he was something he wasn't.
Well, that's kind of what crypto is.
Yeah.
It's something that it isn't.
Yep.
But it's amazing to me how people that are supposed to be financially smart when it comes to currency and money were all so hoodwinked and so punked in this whole thing. But this thing is big. I don't think we yet know how big it is.
Nope.
I don't think we yet have a good handle on the money that that he donated to the Democrats and the Republicans, I might add. So there's supposed to be a hearing next month that I think Maxine Waters committee is hosting. There's some lawsuits out there already, and it includes some pretty big people in there that had invested in to FTX, including Tom Brady and his wife Giselle.
Yep.
Yeah, this one's going to get interesting. I think what we've heard so far is just the very beginnings of this thing. So, I think what it boiled down to is theft.
I agree, and I agree with everything you said, including the last part there, which some people are going, well, you know, because they don't want to admit that they were duped. But, yeah, they were duped, and I'm so glad that when all these people came to me, I just kept saying, nope, nope, uh-uh, nope. I'm so glad I kept saying that because I almost got involved in it, and I said, something just doesn't smell right.
Well, it's going to hurt all the other crypto coin operations,
sure,
including Bitcoin. People are kind of bailing out of it already, so
yep.
it's gonna hurt all of it.
Well, I don't wish anybody any bad luck, but if I had an opportunity to get out right now, I think I'd get out and cut my losses and run if I had losses to worry about. Hard to say. By the way, members of what's expected to be a GOP-controlled House are discussing plans to investigate President Joe Biden, his family, and his administration. According to Congressman James Comer from Kentucky, he said, we're going to make it very clear that this is now an investigation of President Biden.
Well, that's the only thing they can do. They wouldn't have any reason to exclusively investigate Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Because Hunter's not in political office. But you have to investigate him in order to get to Joe Biden. So when Comer did the press conference yesterday, there was very few members of the media, and some of the questions that they were asking of Comer and of Jim Jordan told you, essentially, by virtue of their questions, they had no concept of any of this scandal. None. Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Which is remarkable. So they themselves have been pumped.
Yeah.
So now, what's the reason for all of this? Well, they're a legislative body. And based on what they find, they may have reason to have legislation because of this, in the least.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A little chilly probably where you are. I got 53 degrees. Cloudy skies right now. A little bit of a breeze out there right here in my backyard. We'll be back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, Kyle, I will take it right away. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for over 85 years. And they currently happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers. Now, keep in mind, you can go to the website, geico.com, and if you've got maybe a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, you can get all that insured over there, save yourself some money when you put them all together. But when you really save money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance together on one policy with your vehicle, whether it's a car, truck, whatever. That's when you save a bunch of money. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com is the website. You can find out where your agent is from there if you want to talk to an agent and not do things on the Internet, but they'll also do it on the Internet for you if that's what you want. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Save yourself a bunch of money. I did. You can too. Okay, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have Bagham and Bob on the line, so real quick, Bagham and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I saw where Oregon is making people, not in place yet, but to buy a gun, you have to go through all kinds of restrictions.
True.
Now. And I just have to think this has to be against the Second Amendment. And
well,
the reason I said... The reason I want to call about this is because this could spread around the country to some degree in some places.
It already has. It already has. That's the same legislation over on the East Coast, and the Second Amendment Foundation is fighting that. They've got a lawsuit against them.
That, to me, just seems totally unconstitutional.
Well, they think so, so they're fighting it, so we'll see.
All right.
Okay.
That's it, Captain.
All right, thank you. You're aware of what he's talking about, right?
I do not. I don't know what Oregon's doing.
All right. Well, Oregon is putting through some of the toughest gun laws in the country, where you're going to have ID on top of ID on top of ID to prove who you are, to prove where you've been, your criminal background. They'll go back into your high school days, the whole nine yards. They want to know everything about you, and it's just very invasive, and the Second Amendment Foundation has taken it upon themselves to sue the state of Oregon, plus a couple of eastern states that are trying to put through the same legislation, because it is way over the top.
Well, any kind of background check is done anyway, so I don't know what you're really referring to here.
Well, they're expanding it. They're talking about greatly expanding it, and they don't need to. All they need to do is what they're doing. Do your job.
Okay.
Yep, that's all I need to do. Now, we talked about this during the break, and I just want to get this out there because we have a couple of people who want to know the answer to this. We got a call from Bonnie out west, and she wanted to know, why do some states take so long to count votes?
Well, a couple of reasons. One is because of COVID. A lot of the state legislatures amended their voting election machinery. And I put it that way because I'm just talking about machines, but it also includes procedures.
Right.
So that includes people that registered to vote. That includes verification that they are who they are or not who they are. Who's on the voter rolls? Who's just going to stay there? They could be dead. They could have moved. They could not be eligible for all kinds of reasons. Then they had, you know, this whole vast mail-out thing. Some people got, you know, piles of ballots in the mail. Then they had the drop boxes. Then they had the harvesting. Then they had the mail back, and then they had provisional ballots because people didn't sign this and they didn't do that, mm-hmm. so on. So what some of these areas are doing is going beyond all of that and just delaying verification, really, I would say, for necessarily the outcome, too. So. Mm-hmm. Not every state is the same. State legislatures are the ones that do the laws of their elections, and therein lies the reason. So we're seeing a lot of that in Arizona. We saw it in California. But I guess, you know, there are lawsuits, and then judges have to weigh in, and judges come back and say, yeah, these ballots that come in as late as, you know, the end of November still get to be counted. So that's why.
Now, I heard
they may only have one or two people that are doing the counts.
Okay. I heard a rumor that our defense secretary may be looking for out of the administration this time around, that he's looking to retire. Lloyd Austin, we'll see. That he's had enough, but he and Millie were together doing a press conference, and it was kind of like watching frickin' frack.
You know, if it was all over this missile, or more than one missile that landed into Poland, and then there were a handful of questions after that, and they were talking about Taiwan and China and so forth, and I couldn't have been more disgusted with what both Billy and Austin had to say. I was really kind of shocked at this whole thing. Billy went on to say that our military is just as powerful and ready to take on China as we have ever been, which is a ridiculous statement.
I don't believe it.
No, I don't either. It was really kind of terrifying. But, you know, this is what Biden wanted, so this is what we're dealing with.
Wonderful. Well, he also congratulated the Republicans on their great victory in the House and said he'll work with anyone who's willing to work with him.
Yeah, that was until the press conference yesterday on the Biden laptop, Biden corruption conference investigation. So then White House put out a statement as a result of that presser, and their statement was, all of this has been debunked. Several of the members of Congress, the Democrat members of Congress, also came out and said, the American people want members of Congress to get on with the people's business, and they don't want these kinds of investigations, and it's really quite unnecessary. Some have even said they never treated Trump this way. It was kind of like, what? What?
So, they treated him worse.
Oh, of course. I mean, two impeachments and then the Mueller investigation. What are you, nuts?
Now, the Arizona GOP gubernatorial candidate, Carrie Lake, has announced that she will not concede the race to Democrat Katie Hobbs. Instead, the Trump-endorsed Republican said this past week that she has confirmed she's assembled a legal team to explore the Arizona voting rules.
Okay, I believe it.
Yep. And, of course, she's now become an election denier herself. We had Hakeem Jeffries, who is an election denier, we talked about it earlier, who is being discussed.
Hillary Clinton is an election denier.
Yep, but I don't think she was mentioned to be Speaker of the House. That'd be interesting. Minority Leader, but I guess you have to be a member of Congress to do that. So, but Speaker of the House, you don't have to be. But I'm interested to see what happens when they hit the ground running and everybody takes their places at the table and away we go and see what they accomplish. They might get something done to begin with. They might not. But what do you think?
I don't know what specifically Carrie Lake is looking for and the legal team is looking for. But Harmeet Dillon and her legal team had piles of lawyers in Arizona. So I think that they have probably come up with some things that they feel like need to be challenged legally. And I think that they're also advising the Carrie Lake operation. So we shall see how
It'll be interesting to say the least. And we're coming up on the tail end of the segment here. But, you know, my idea on all of this is just sit back, watch, see what develops, and go from there. And expect nothing, but don't be surprised at what you get.
Well, none of us are shocked anymore, are we?
No, not at all. Not at all. Okay, well, I will talk to you tonight on the weekend edition. Stay warm up there in the mountaintop. You might have to get another little blanket for your toesies.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll talk to you tonight. And it is a little bit nippy outside. You know, the temperature right about now is, let's see, what is it here? Moving around. Depending on where you're at, further north, it's in the 40s, but right up here at the airport right now, right here, it's 53 degrees in Tampa. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
USA Radio News.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul has declared a state of emergency for parts of western New York ahead of a dangerous storm that had the potential to dump several feet of snow on some communities on the eastern ends of Lake Erie and Lake Ontario. According to the National Weather Service, the worst snowfall is expected in Buffalo and might fall in some spots through Sunday. In advance of the storm, the NFL announced it would relocate the Buffalo Bills' home game to Detroit on Sunday. A federal judge in Florida has blocked a law pushed by Governor Ron DeSantis that restricts certain race-based conversations and analysis in colleges. The Tallahassee U.S. District Judge has issued a temporary injunction against the so-called Stop Woke Act. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain
now,
Matt Bruce.
It's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Another beautiful day in the neighborhood. And brought to you, of course, by National Aviation Academy, National Aviation Academy. Find them online at naa.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the number to call is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. But when you call that number, you want to ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. Because National Aviation Academy has two campuses. They have one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. They have another one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. But in either case, don't just go to one campus. No, 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 no. Go to both. You might find a reason at one campus versus the other. to want to go there and learn how to become an aviation maintenance tech versus just going to the first one you come to. You might find a better reason. So what you need to do is take my advice and call them up. First of all, go to the website, NAA.edu. And while you're there, take a look at their campuses. Take a look at their curriculum. Take a look at what you'll get involved in one place versus the other. Now, that being said, once you do that, NAA.edu, NAA.edu on the website, once you do that, then truck on over to the phone line. Call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of those campuses. Now, here's the good part. You will have an opportunity to do a couple of things. Number one is you'll be able to talk to some students. Number two, you'll be able to talk to some of the faculty. And number three, you'll be able to talk to the people that handle the money that gets you either a student loan or will help you with your veterans benefits. In case you don't know how to do it and don't have the proper paperwork, they will help you to do that. And you'll be off and running. And, of course, veterans, sometimes you don't know how much money you got left. Maybe you've been to school already somewhere, and you don't know how much money you got left, your benefits. But you should be okay, but you won't know till you find out. So the phone number is 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour, and you'll be a happy, happy, happy camper. Well, three people got life sentences for the 2014 downing of that passenger jet over the Ukraine. Now, I'm shocked to think that they didn't get the death sentence because they had them dead to rights, taken down the plane and were able to prove it beyond any shadow of a doubt with what they used to take it down with, a missile. And what a shame. 298 people killed. What a shame. Now, the Air Force and the FBI raided some homes in a probe of Area 51, the website. Now, Area 51 is a spot in very famous in Nevada, not very far away from Las Vegas, that has been rumored for years and years and years to be the home of the deep space program that they had. They had some UFOs in there. They had some little green men in there. I don't know if they were little green or not, but they had some Martians in there and this, that, and the other. And for years it's been part of science films and whatnot. So I don't know what they're up to now. You just have to check it out and see what it is they raided and why they did it. Now, if you're in the Navy, wait to hear this. The Navy has told their clerks to skip some of the sailors' review of discharge paperwork, risking any errors. Wow. So, in other words, if you want to leave the Navy, and the Navy wants you to leave, and they're trying to help you out by telling the clerks, just don't go over the paperwork. Turn it in. Don't go over the paperwork because you might make some mistakes in doing so. Okay. We'll see. Now, the VA has a bit of a problem, always has. But the latest one that surfaced is an inspector general has found out that the VA is not consistently asking veterans about having thoughts of suicide using a firearm. Now, I can tell you that even the senior citizens, when they go in for their annual physical checkup under Medicare, that's one of the questions that they get. And I knew the Army and the military was doing it with their folks, their VA patients. had it done to me. Asked me the same question that they did on the Social Security side, Medicare side. But anyway, you can expect that from now on as they are definitely out there trying to root out any problems that they may or may not have. Now, Hawaii and the bases there in Hawaii are now allowing pregnant soldiers to move out of the barracks sooner so they can have their baby and do whatever. Don't know how that's going to work out, but they are allowing it, which means there's some extra money afoot somewhere. Now, we do know that veterans right now, a lot of them, are starting their own businesses. And it's not an easy job to start your own business from scratch. But if you stick with it, it's hard work, it's determination, it's intestinal fortitude and a few guts along the way. If you stick with it, it can be very, very rewarding. I know the business I had for well over 20 years. My wife was my partner. And when she died, I just lost interest in it and sold the business. But it is what it is. And, of course, if you have a life partner, they can work with you. They can help you. They can be your shotgun, so to speak, your right arm, and help you out of all sorts of stuff. Now, there is some information coming out of Afghanistan, which really should rile some people the wrong way. With the United States out of Afghanistan, guess who is making a big presence in a big way in Afghanistan right now? China. Yep, China. China sees an opportunity to extend its influence in its own backyard using commercial ties to help forge a stable regional economy. Well, maybe that'll work, maybe it won't, but there's a lot of a lot of strings attached when you start bringing China into the mix. It's not just, hey, how's it going? They want things. They want things, and they expect it. Just like right now, I believe that they've got Joe Biden by the short hairs, literally. And he's going to find out. Somebody's going to get thrown under the bus here if they start pointing fingers at China with the Hunter Biden stuff and all that. Somebody is going to get thrown under the bus. Who's that somebody going to be? Is he going to be Daddy-O or is he going to be Hunter? Either way, it's a big deal. Big deal, big deal. Okay, we got Chris Markowski coming in right after these messages that are coming up on your red didio dial. Katz is going to take you to break, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals, Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, and we'll get right to Chris Markowski after we remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Acura, the Moss Acura dealership located on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. Side by side, imagine that. Now, you can find out more about them by going to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, to find out more. They happen to have the You Serve, You Save program, which means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether or not you're EMS or your firefighters or your police, sheriff, or state police, you get a tremendous opportunity, tremendous savings on the vehicle that you're going to buy. And that goes for church pastors, too. Now, remember, your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. So take advantage of all that. Go check them out on the web, and when you get a chance, come see them. People come from all around the countryside, and I mean other states too, to visit Moss because of the You Serve, You Save program. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Can't do much better than that, folks. All right. On the telephone line, here we go. We've got the watchdog on Wall Street, Mr. Chris Markowski. Hello, Mr. Chris.
How you doing?
Nancy Pelosi has now gone off into the sunset, so to speak. And the background on her, a couple of the comments made about her, is that even though she may or may not have succeeded with some of the last few shots she had at politicking, she has been nothing short of a financial guru when it comes to her investments made by her husband using probably insider tips on the stock market.
Well, let's be honest here, Captain. You know, we can do away with all of this altogether if both Democrats and Republicans agree to stop all this stock trading and all this stuff goes around with families. And the reality of the situation is that no one wants to do it. I agree with you. This stuff stinks. But, you know, for some reason, you know, they all do it. They all, you know, they all take advantage of the information that they have, and nothing is ever done about it.
Right. Now, there also were some numbers that came out yesterday when Nancy made her announcement that she wasn't going to seek the leadership position in the House to be the minority leader. The Philadelphia Fed released their factory activity index, and it showed a large and unexpected drop from already low estimates. Now, the gauge measures manufacturing in the Middle Atlantic region, and while a negative 8.7 number was posted in October, November's number came in at, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Minus 19.4%. That is over 10% lower than the month before, and the expectation was minus 6%. So this was three times higher, and new orders were also weakened by already low numbers, given that inflation is continuing at a very rapid pace.
Yeah, I think, again, we all know the economy is weakening. It's just a matter of getting the Federal Reserve to, you know, get their arms around it and actually stop, you know, trying to destroy everything. But again, you know, we have decided as a nation, it's unfortunate that, you know, the only way to fix the economy is to destroy it. It's like that colonel from the Vietnam War. In order to save the village, we need to destroy it.
Right.
I'm not a big believer in that. I think this is more about fiscal policy and decisions made in Washington rather than monetary policy. The money supply has most certainly dried up. We need to increase supply of energy here in this country. We need to, if we do this and bring those costs down, it'll be enormously beneficial. It'll bring the cost of food down, because that's where people are really hurting right now. Right now you got in New England, we're seeing these snowstorms up in the Western New York, technically New England. Yeah, oil bills are 45% higher than they were a year ago.
Right.
That's a real shock to families. You can't get around that. That's a massive hit to families. Everybody's spending more on gasoline, spending more on heating oil, spending more money on fuel. It's crushing people right now, and nothing's being done.
Now, you spent a little money at Starbucks, right?
Nah, not so much me. My wife and kids do. I'm not a big Starbucks guy.
Have they been a part of the Red Cup Rebellion?
Not where we live. We finally got a Starbucks. There's one in Huntington, but there's one actually opened up in Greenlawn. And no, I haven't seen anything where there's any red people walking out. I made fun of this yesterday on my podcast. I'm like, those people walking out. I'm like, if you don't like the job, leave. Go somewhere else. Kind of like when LeBron James said he was leaving Cleveland to go to Miami. I'm taking my talents to Miami. Well, you can take your coffee-making talents to a different coffee shop if you don't like it. It's not that hard.
I know. Now, Starbucks, and we'll talk about what you're mentioning. Starbucks workers in the United States went out on strike at multiple unionized locations yesterday. There aren't that many. That's a move that was planned to affect over 100 stores in protest against the coffee giant's approach in negotiating union contracts. Now, it's being dubbed the Red Cup Rebellion because if you support them, they're giving you a red cup out on the street to go in and get your coffee with. And the one-day strike led by the Starbucks Workers United coincides with a popular event in which the stores handed out the reusable cups with certain purchases.
Well, the interesting thing is that these unionized stores, Starbucks has to negotiate with the union.
Right.
And you know, they're not organized yet. They have their union, but they don't really have their act together.
Right.
And people that are working in non-union stores because they've made raises there, they're actually making more.
Yep.
So, you know, they got to get their act together, you know, quite frankly, and they haven't, you know, done that. But, you know, like I said, you know, if you don't like it, you know, I'm sure there's a Dunkin' Donuts around the corner you can go work for.
Right. Or, let's see, the Watchdog's Donuts.
I know, I can't eat donuts.
All right. I was going to say, you get up early, you might as well have a donut shop to go home to coffee. Hey, listen, are you going anywhere this Thanksgiving?
Nope, staying home.
Well, that's a good deal because Thanksgiving gas prices are about to set a record for the highest yet. Now, this is kind of hard to believe because everybody's been going, oh, the price of gas is going down, the price of gas is going down. Really? Well, get this. The projected average across the country of gasoline on Thanksgiving Day will be $3.68 a gallon, which will break a record set 10 years ago.
Hey, everything keeps seeming to keep going up. You know, it's just again, these are the things that are most important to people, and they're taking it on the chin with this stuff.
Now, who is Paramount Global? That's not the movie company, is it?
Paramount Global.
It's Paramount something, but Global. I wonder what they are.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it might be. I don't know what the name changed or anything like that.
Well, let me tell you what this is, what this is about. Paramount Global is reportedly beginning a round of layoffs as well as an executive purge at the highest level as the advertising market continues to crater, leaving many Hollywood media giants in difficult financial straits. So
it is Paramount Global. It's Paramount. It's the same company. It's a media company. Ad markets get whack, and they're going to have to make changes here. You know, the whole streaming wars and everything that's taking place, you know, right now with all of these various different streaming services that are out there, they haven't, you know, found a model yet where that's, you know, sustainable, that works. And, you know, Paramount's got some unbelievable, quite frankly, content at this point in time. But again, who's going to end up taking it? You know, Paramount has been a takeover target for some time. And Paramount's the one that does Yellowstone.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I just watched a unbelievable show that was done on Paramount. It was about the making of The Godfather. It's called The Offer. It was fantastic. And then mm-hmm. they got the new Stallone show called The Tulsa King. So they've got excellent content. They really do. They just have to, again, you can find a way to make money.
Does he do the, yo, Adrian, does he do that?
No. I'm a big Sylvester Stallone fan. He's a genius. But, yeah, it's a good show. Believe it or not, it's the first time he's playing a gangster.
Oh, a gangster.
Yeah.
All right, I'll have to flip it over there. I got the Paramount Channel, I think. I'll have to flip it over there and see what's going on. That'd be interesting. Okay, well, here comes the music in my ear. I hope your football team wins, and keep your eyes on Buffalo this weekend. They could be playing in a lot of snow up in Buffalo.
They already moved to Detroit.
Huh?
They already moved to Detroit.
Where did Detroit? They moved you to Detroit?
Yeah.
All right, chickens. All right, I'll talk to you Monday morning, my friend.
Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Check it out.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.